Another Christian university could be Al-Shabaab's next target. Ministries are reacting to the Yemen crisis, and a new threat surfaces in Pakistan. Details next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. One of East Africa's largest Christian universities is upping security following last week's terror attack in Garissa, Kenya. Daystar University is enlisting military help to defend its campus and students from Al-Shabaab. Kathy Sindorf, a Cornerstone University professor, is guest lecturing at Daystar. We recently caught up with her husband, Joe.
There's a possibility that might be on their radar. Daystar is the largest and best-known Christian university in East Africa.
Joe's friend David was killed in the Garissa attack. He'd been discipling students when terrorists entered the room and began killing Christians. Ask the Lord to protect his followers in Kenya. Pray for the families of believers killed in last week's attack. Pray something good can come from the loss.
They identified themselves with Christ and gave their lives because of it. Pray for the people that see this and that they would be drawn to our Lord.
In Yemen, it's day 13 of a Sunni-led air offensive against Shiite insurgents that actually are giving Christians opportunities to talk about Jesus. The conflict has claimed hundreds of lives, creating food and water shortages. Millions of people are affected by it. Spokesman for Voice of the Martyrs USA, Todd Nettleton, says many are calling this a civil war. Nettleton says this kind of violence is actually an open door.
As Muslims are confronted with the reality of radical Islam, particularly moderate Muslims, it puts them in a frame of mind to be open to the gospel.
While the number of Christians is small in Yemen, they're there. Nettleton says,
when we can plant seeds of the gospel into that sort of fertile soil, we do see Muslims coming to Christ.
VOM can't exactly say what they're doing in Yemen. Your support, though, helps with discipleship, Bibles, and counseling new Christians to deal with almost certain persecution. This is Mission Network News. Another question about Yemen is, will it turn into another Syria? International Mission Board says Yemen currently has one of the worst humanitarian crises in the Middle East. More than 10 million people need food and can't access clean water. With recent suicide bombers, rebels taking control of airports, and extremists pushing their way south, IMB says the likelihood of a civil war is growing. In light of all this, believers continue to live out their faith as boldly as they can. Pray believers in Yemen would show the love of Christ in the midst of the darkness. You know, this whole Yemen thing is kind of complicated. Bruce Allen with Forgotten Missionaries International says Pakistan is caught in the middle of the Saudi Arabia-Iran conflict.
Pakistan shares a nearly 600-mile border with Iran. They don't want to aggravate this neighbor.
But with Pakistan's alliance with Saudi Arabia, it gets, as I said, complicated. As if foreign relations weren't tricky enough, Allen says the situation could weaken the country at home.
There's already so many major things that Pakistan needs to tackle as a society on its own turf. Now they're getting drawn into a battle outside of their own borders, and that could really make it such a situation that is ripe for ISIS to step in and manipulate that situation, just like they did in Syria.
Right now, the best thing you can do is pray for Pakistan, for Yemen, for Iran, and Saudi Arabia. And today is World Health Day, originally established back in 1950 to kick off the founding of the World Health Organization. Food for the Hungry celebrating with their partners in East Africa. They've been building latrines and teaching villagers about disease transmission. Now, by helping with physical needs, FH builds relationships and is able to speak about Christ. See how the process is changing lives both for today and tomorrow at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power. It's by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage you in your prayer life. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.